Well, I'm honored to be here. Actually, what really is going on is I'm the first missionary speaker of the conference. That's what's really going on. And so, really honored to be here, honored to be up on this pulpit. And yeah, it's all about roots. I remember Krista, and I brought her a book because she gave me a book of Daniel Kikawa, and he's like the guy when it comes to reaching people in the Pacific, especially Hawaiians, and finding the gospel in creation, you know, and in the beginning. You know, and God's fingerprints are everywhere. Yeah, anything God made has his DNA on it. Yeah. And so she brought me back a book that started me a new passion. And then she's here today and everything. And I brought a book for her today, you know. And it was Daniel's third book. Yeah. And so, but of course, being here, Daniel, Athena, thank you for having me. Thank you for, you know, always receiving me. And I do have something to share this morning. I have a whole movement, a series that we're in that I get to bring today, an impartation. How many know you can teach what you know, but you can only impart who you are? And what God is doing in us right now is next level. Everybody say next level. And how many resonate with that right away? That God is taking everyone to next levels. Next level of ministry, of publishing, everything from publishing books to taking more people in our family, to touching more people, to us personally going closer to God. And a lot of times getting closer to God is going through a lot of stuff, yeah? So we're actually here. We just lost our dad, and it's been quite a ride, you know, and my family's here today, and I think I get to do a little something on the screen, yeah? Pull up some pictures. I brought a photo album with me. This is our family. How's this? Everybody say, oh. Yeah, after that, we went surfing. See, those are our surfboards after. And so, look at that. That is our latest. That is Olali, Ke Ola Ana. And she is Joshua's firstborn. How's that, huh? Can it get any cuter? Anyone else? Is that our other one? Oh, look how big Josiah is, yeah? Josiah is en route right now from Vegas. He was doing the media, and so get encouraged, all you media guys and stuff. You know, I told Joe in the beginning, you know, when he graduated high school, he said, I told him, you've planted way too many seeds to fail in your life. You served the Lord, and you're going to reap a lot. So immediately after he had after high school, he went to the best radio station on Maui, and he started dumping trash. And then before he knew it, he was one of their DJs at KPOA. And then he went to Dale O'Shields Church for about a year, and an internship, came back and helped us renovate the whole church and make it modern. Yeah, and how are we doing? And he's teaching now. He's teaching the youth. He's the youth leader, and the youth revival is going on. I don't know if I have a picture of the youth up there. And so, no, okay. And so there was just amazing things are happening. I'll throw a little morsels out there, but there's a lot of amazing things that are happening right now. Actually, as we are gone, they're replacing, I don't know, Aaliyah, do you know this? Oh, you guys seen it, yeah? They're replacing our whole front of our church, and it was all rotten, the overhang, and now all that is being totally redone. Like, as I'm here, it's being done, yeah? Isn't that crazy? So a lot of cool things are happening. I don't know what next level means to you. I've talked about next level finances. I've talked about next level forgiveness. I've talked about next level preparedness. How's that one? How being prepared. I remember one of the things that God showed me being prepared was, look at the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan patched him up, yeah? Had a patch kit on him, yeah? but he had it before he saw the guy. Isn't that amazing? And, you know, look at the prodigal son, the prodigal father. What did he do? He put a cloak on his back, a ring on his finger, and shoes. How many of you keep an extra ring and an extra cloak and an extra slippers on you? Someone who's prepared. Especially he was prepared to receive his son back. Interesting, yeah? Everybody say next level. There's so much next levels that we've been talking about. And we've been taking the time. And I think next levels has really, for me, it has shown me the necessity of returning back to fundamentals and basics. How are we doing? And really scrutinizing our basics, yeah? I heard one of the winningest coach in football, he used to, every training he used to say, ladies, this is a football. And to get back to the basics. I have a basic verse today. I think we can all quote this verse. It's Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. God thought it was important to tell us twice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace that passes understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Lots to preach about. Notice the little hidden verse in here. This hidden little morsel. What do you think it is? Let your gentleness be evident to all. How's this? I'm going to talk about next level gentleness today. How's this, Vala? What a great verse. This verse has seen me through the worst. Seen me through the best. I am who I am because of this verse. But this little thing in here, right? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And then you could just say, the Lord is near, and don't worry about anything, but by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God, and the peace that passes understanding will guard your hearts and your mind in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And you could probably, I could probably do that in several churches and not be called on missing that little morsel. What do you think? If I said it right, if I said it fast, and it goes, that's the verse. But you'd be missing something very vital to what God is doing to us today. This thing, it says, let your gentleness be known to everyone. What does that mean? How many of us are prepared to do a message on letting your gentleness be evident to all? Because it's not a common thing. You know, 2 Timothy 2:25, Paul says, opponents, people that come against you, must be gently instructed. How's that? In the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading to them the knowledge of truth. I mean, if I go to, I'd like to do this, 9 out of 10 believers, ask them, what brings people to repentance? And I don't know. Maybe 9, 8 out of 10 people will say hardships, hitting bottom, fear. But my Bible's very clear. It says what? It's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. It's God's loving kindness that in Jeremiah he said, drawn you in with my loving kindness. That's the bait I put on the hook. I tell you, I have some points. I have four quick points, and then I get to pray. You ready? Number one. This whole thing we do is about Jesus, yes? Everything we do everything with Jesus, nothing without him. Everything I have today, everything I do is because of the good news that Jesus Christ loves me. And it's like you said today, what a perfect example, what a perfect teaching this morning about Jesus dying on the cross. That's what we need, Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. And so it's about Jesus. It's not about a church. It's not about it's not about anything men come up with. It's about Jesus. Amen? Here we go. Do you know sinners feel safe in the presence of Jesus? See, one thing different about Old Testament believers and New Testament believers is this thing called indwelling, that Jesus lives in me. Amen? And the kingdom of God is everywhere that Christ is king. And if king is God is king in me, then wherever I go, I bring the kingdom, because the king is in me. And the king is Jesus. And where Jesus is, people feel safe. Is America saying that right now? To the average American, it seems like Jesus is a problem. Or at least Jesus' friends are. Maybe people don't have a problem with Christians or Christ, but they have a problem with Christians, yeah? To a lot of people, the church, look at this church. This church is the best thing that ever happened to me. This church, Living Way Church, Poway. We should be having 3 services packed to the house. Why? We got the facility. The truth is, a lot of people think that you are irrelevant. That you, the church of Jesus, is irrelevant to the world today. How are we doing? You see, when Jesus shows up, I mean, there's a lot of jerks out there. There's a lot of jerks in the church. How are we doing? I'm one of them. I'm going to tell you a story today. You know, I was, if you don't know me, I was on staff in this church for many years, and we were called, and the whole time I was here, I knew I was called back to Maui to go to Happy Valley and start a church. God knew that, and God sent us through Pastor Doug and all of you. We weren't funded. It wasn't a funded ministry. Like this church was being built at the time, and Pastor Doug told me, you know, we're going to withhold all the missionary funding. And I said, I already knew that. We're going. We're good. God gave me a word. Me and my family started working. We didn't stop working. 20 years. Not pulling. We have 100% volunteer staff at Living Way Church, Maui. I worked as a social worker for a majority of the time. And pretty much the same thing. We morphed into another company. I won't say the company's name, but I worked for them for 17 years. And I just recently left. And there's a whole bunch of things happening. And I don't want this to sound super bad, but I want to be real today. Is that okay? And what happened was, I saw people come from all over the United States to work at this company. And they're saying, we're going to help the people of Happy Valley. We're going to help the people of Maui. And I loved all the people who came, and I loved them, and it hurt when everyone left. I watched people come and people go 6 months, a year, 2 years, but everybody got a big, nice Linda Lingo lay and a big spread of food and gifts and all this stuff. How's that? And here I am, never left that place once. I actually lived there amongst the people. That was our baby. And when I left, what did I get, honey? A card? I got a little card in the mail that said, how was your experience here? And I was like, it sucked. Sorry, excuse my language. And so anyways, because of one of the workers that worked, I got a lay my last day and a cupcake. And none of the other staff or the other people were there, none of the CEOs, all this stuff. And I was really involved in this company for a while. Anyways, you know, kind of brushed it off. I work for the Lord, this and that. How are we doing? But you know what? I had something in me. I wanted to get them back somehow. And I get the power. I have a little bit of power because I control the parking. Huh? That's power. And I was going to do it. Bev, too. Bev's right along with me. She's ready to roast them. Yeah. If I have any bad thoughts about people, man, I love being married to Beverly because she's right along with me. We'll sit and sin together. And so, but you know what? I really realized how much crap I had inside of me, you know? I had this first thing of attacking, and there's so much. There's so much little things that God is showing me during these next level stuff of irritation. Come on, raise your hand if you never get irritated. Okay, raise your hand. Just be honest. Raise your hand if your irritation and frustration could be an issue. How many know that little irritation is just baby rage? Did you know that? Little irritation is baby rage. That's what it grows into. And then it doesn't stop there. It turns into, amen, murder and dismemberment. And working at the post office. And, you know? How we doing? That's where it starts. And it's like, wow. To see how much stuff, because that's the opposite of gentleness, is being irritated and being frustrated and, you know, God, I hate this and I hate the president and I hate this, you know what I mean? And there's something that's going on today. But you know, my first point is, people feel safe when Jesus is there. If Jesus shows up, people feel safe. I mean, I remember times where there was guys that were killed. I've dealt with murders. I've dealt with many, many suicides. And I've come to parties and I've come to places where the families are all meeting and everybody's drinking and partying. But everybody's scared. And people would come up to me and say, Pastor, don't leave tonight. You're not leaving, are you? Hang around, please. Everybody's carrying on, but there was a spirit there. And people wanted the man of God there. Pastor, don't leave. Just stay. Well, it's getting kind of crazy. Please stay. Because when Jesus is there, people feel safe. You know, look at this. What did Matthew say? He said about Jesus, when he quoted Jesus, said, Jesus said, take my yoke in Matthew 11. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am what? How's that? I'm gentle. See, Jesus can, when he shows up, he can rock the world. But when he shows up, he comes in. People feel comfortable because he's gentle. Sinners feel safe. Amen. I'm humble in heart, and I will find, you'll find rest for your soul. I love what Paul said in 1 Timothy 6. He says, but you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and what? There's something that needs to be pursued that God is imparting here today. What do you think? Cliff, you're one of the most gentle men I know. You know, you're a pillar of that to so many people and to me. You know, we need examples of that. You know, especially with this next point. This next point is being gentle even when it's hard. See, when it's hard is when someone's not gentle to you. When someone cuts you off or when someone hurts you. How are we doing? How about this for us men where I feel disrespected or dishonored? Or what I've been fighting for years has been violated or not taken seriously. Who knows who's I'm talking about? Oh, I could get all the women's ass raise their hand right now. Ready? Men, you talk about, you disrespect them and dishonored, you're going to get them right here. You got them. That's their kryptonite. Yes? But for women, talk about their kids or their family. I remember we had a neighbor. I won't remember her name. I do remember her name. I'm not going to tell her name. But her initials are BM. And I remember Bev, she was so nice to this lady, her next door neighbor, and she grumbled every second of her life. She complained about people. If she wasn't with us, she was complaining about these people. If she was with these people, she was complaining about us. And she was saying, and then she graduated into complaining about us to us. You know, it's progressive, yeah? And then she said, you know what? And we had a drug dealer on the corner, and we even made it on cops one day. Cops, you know, bad boys, what you gonna do? And then we was watching it, and it was like, eating popcorn, and I said, oh, it's us! We were our street, that's our street! And we were on cops! And she's single like this, she goes, yeah, the drug dealers. And all of a sudden, one day, she said to Bev, you know what? Your kids are worse than drug dealers. And I said, I just took a step back and I kind of looked at the lady and said, you're on your own. And Bev lit her up. Well, after that, she got us kicked out of our house. But it was good. It was time to move, yeah? Come on, ladies, who am I talking to? Start tampering with their family or their kids, and you know, I tell you. But this is what I'm talking about, being gentle even when it's hard. When someone violates you, when somebody's in your face. You know, it takes wisdom, yeah? Wisdom is straight from God, doing the right thing at the right time, amen? Woo! Making the right decision at the right thing at the right time. James even said this in James 3:13. He said, who is wise? Who is understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works, what you do, is done with gentleness. Rooted, born from wisdom. Has anybody seen some fresh stuff today? How many know? This isn't suggestions. Number three. Someone is always looking for the gentleness that draws them to Jesus. Jesus is not coming back to do concerts. Jesus is not going to be the next guest speaker at the missions conference. Jesus is not going to be the next speaker at Harvest Fest. Harvest Crusade. You know, this year's Harvest Fest. Jesus is coming. Amen? When he comes back, he has a whole different agenda. Right, Joe? He's not coming back to preach. He left us to do that. He left us to preach, to teach, and to reach. And so he built in us these like beacons, right? That's going to draw people by you. The Christ in you is drawing people. So what are they going to see? You know, someone's always looking for that beacon. People are always looking for safe harbor to pull in. They don't look for the big waves. They don't look for the big rough and tough. Because they can't pull in. They're waiting for a gentle place of safe harbor where they can pull their boat in. Who am I speaking to today? Everybody say safe harbor. Everybody repeat after me. Am I a safe harbor for the people around me? There's no age on this, right? Who can answer this, right? Are you a safe harbor? And you can't answer this question yourself. I would ask your neighbors. I would ask your coworkers. I would ask your wives. I would ask your future son-in-laws. How's that? Yesterday, I was a total jackass to my son-in-law and to my kids. But I was sticking up for my principles that I stand for. Oh, come on, who am I speaking to? My wife said, okay, yeah, honey, but there could have been a better way. You could have done that different. Who am I speaking to today? Come on, who did something stupid this morning? Raise your hand. Well, last night, within the 12 hours, come on. No, this is interactive, man. This is not, stop doing church. We got to stop just doing church, man. We got to take this stuff here. If the man of God is speaking, we listen. And we, God is speaking to me. Amen. This is where it gets real. This is next level. Man, I tell you, this is next level preaching. Because it's tearing me apart. Someone's always looking. Someone's always watching. Look at this. Even the light, they're looking for our lighthouses. Lighthouses is our churches and lighthouses are people. Hello? Right? Lighthouses are people. And look at this. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may what? See what you're doing and how you're doing and who you're doing it to. And then they will glorify their Father. Amen. He does it in a way of putting a new song instead of a somebody done somebody wrong song and singing an old country song of how everything went wrong. He said, I put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to a God. Many will see that song, fear, and put their trust in the Lord. They're waiting for your gentleness. You see, there's something, man, next level is so amazing. People are watching us. Amen? Look at this. Somebody is always watching you. And they're looking for safe harbor. Whatever you do, I pulled up this quote. Whatever you do, be gentle with yourself. You don't just live in this world. You don't just live in your home. You don't just live in your skin. You also live in someone else's eyes. Were you the gentleness that they needed to see Jesus? I mean, I don't know about you, but I hate this message. Because I'm on this thing, man. I'm like a foodie, you know? I'm a total foodie. When I come to California, that's all we do is eat. That's all we do is go to restaurants. And I think it's, I think I'm like, I think I have my own show. Right? I critique the food. I critique the service. And if it's not, I went to this one place and I was getting mad. I was getting mad because, and I went, what a honey, an hour and a half early to get a table. And she's, nope, is your whole party here? And she said it like mean. Is your whole party here? No, I'm from Maui. We're gathering people from all over the place. We don't sit, 11 people, we don't sit in the same room. We're coming from all over the place, but we're all coming here. We're meeting here. And so I go, but there has to be here. And then I was like waiting for all this time, and I got my coffee. You know, I'm waiting to have a coffee, come in the coffee, and she goes, no, you can't, no outside food. And I wouldn't have outside food if you let me in. I'd love to buy this in your restaurant. But I started getting all nuts. You're laughing because you do this? Please tell me you're laughing because you do this. It's not just me. And then she has us line up like criminals. No, for real. She goes, okay, line up here. We'll count everybody. And I'm like,
Am I five? Am I in Kingdom Kids? How are we doing? And I was just like, and that almost spoiled my dinner, but it definitely spoiled my witness. Could you imagine that girl? Yeah, honey? Oh, I'm going to, maybe she's ready to kill herself, or maybe she's cutting in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to go to that guy for help. You know what I mean? Whew. Who am I speaking to today? Because it's in your household, yeah? That's the biggest one, right, Matthew? Right? The biggest thing is, ask the girls. I'm not going to ask you how gentle you are. I'm going to ask the girls. Amen? How are we doing? Especially us pastors. All right. Everybody say someone's always looking. All right. I hate this part. I found one. I found a poem that hit me. You ready? It's called When You Thought I Wasn't Looking. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator. It made me want to paint more paintings. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray dog. From that moment on, I thought it was a good thing to be nice to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite dessert just for me. And I knew it was the little things that are special things. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer. And from that day forward, I believed that there was a God that I could always talk to. When you thought I wasn't looking, I felt you kiss me goodnight. And I felt loved and safe. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes. And I learned that sometimes things hurt. People make mistakes. And it's okay to cry. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw that you cared. And I wanted to be everything that I could be. When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked. And I wanted to say thank you. For all the things I saw you do when you thought I wasn't looking. Just to always have napkins up here. Oh, there it is. Someone say, wow. Yeah, boy, this is not a game, yeah? What do you guys think? You guys see a lot, yeah? Yes? Especially all the things that are contrary, yeah? You know what I'm talking about? Especially when somebody, pastors, you know, I've been going through a lot of things, you know. It's not easy to hear from your wife that she loves the way I care for other people, especially women, and make them feel safe. I just wish you would do that with me because I'm your wife. Or hear from my kids that, you know, you've helped all of my friends. I wish you would help me like you helped my friends and other people. How are we doing? I'm glad that at least we have that's a good thing, yes? Thank you for saying that, Val, because
Because I don't know about you, but I could never say that. At least we had a safe place that my family could tell me that, yes? Because I could never tell my parents that. I just saw my, we're going through some stuff. Yeah, look around the room. Look at us. I went and spent time with my mom, and my mom is, she's having a hard time. It was heavy. You know, a lot of the things of facing that, all the things that I've been avoiding all my life and all the healing. I'm going through some healing. Whoo! Stuff that I never realized before. And it's necessary. You know, once you get past all the religious stuff, yeah, and you get to deal with people real. Galatians 6:1 says, my friends, if you see a believer who is overtaken with a fault, how's that? If you see someone, a brother that has sinned or did something wrong, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. How's that? But keep watch over your own heart that you're not tempted. I love that version that says, restore the brother gently, lest you fall into the same sin. You know, Psalms 40. I already quoted it. Yeah, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. I think God is just putting a new song in all of our hearts. Amen? Who am I speaking to today? Because I know there's some spirit work being done right now. Who's with me today? Is this my message? Nod your head and say, yeah, I need this message today. I think the only time, if you don't need this message, then you live in a little bubble and you don't have to deal with nobody. But if you're dealing with people today, we need this message. And to be a strong person, everybody say strong person. A strong person is a gentle person. Like a gentle giant, yeah? That's my next message. My next point is real strong people are gentle. Proverbs 15:1. How's this one, huh? Whew. A gentle answer. A gentle answer comes out of a place of gentleness, yeah? It's going to come out of a intentional. Yes? And you know how, Walt, this is true, right? And you know it's real when you're in a bind, when you're under pressure, and you respond with a gentle answer. Yeah? How are we doing? You know what I'm talking about, yeah? When you just got, you're under pressure, and you just got offended, and you just got hurt, and you just got, that's where it counts. Right? Hello? Instead of going afterwards and cleaning up your mess afterwards, right? Who am I speaking to? Cleaning up your mess afterwards. I'm sorry. I was pissed off and I was, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. And you know, I was going to pressure and I'm sorry I said all that stuff. And how are we doing? I want to plant seeds of gentleness instead of just pulling weeds of all the crazy crap that I've done because I didn't watch myself. See, Proverbs 15 says, the soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. And I'm looking at this, and I was like, man, you know, Kahi, that was the last thing I wanted to do, is crush your spirit. That's not what I wanted. I needed the word, you know. And then watch my wife yesterday, just watch me crush your spirit, and I thought I was right. Who's been there before? Jason? And I was standing up for what was right because I'm the man of the house. I'm the senior pastor of Living Way Maui. I know how to do lead people. But not at that point. Because I needed gentleness, man. How are we doing? Who am I speaking to today? I'm not rushing through this because I know there's a spirit. The spirit is working through this. So
I've learned over the years that the Spirit can do a lot more work than I can do talking. Look at Matthew 12, verse 34. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and a good person out of good treasures will speak forth good. And the evil person out of evil treasures will bring forth evil. I tell you, the day of judgment will give an account for every careless word that they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
God's not messing around, is he? Can we close in a song? Is that okay? Have the worship team come up. Proverbs 25:15, out of the Message. Look at this, guys. Patient persistence pierces through indifference. What? I don't use this as much as I should. This is the most underused tool in the Bible. That I'm going to take care of this right now. That's what I did yesterday. I'm going to take care of this right now. I felt offended, and I'm going to take care of it right now, Ikai. Instead of letting the real armor-piercing weapons work, if I just patiently persist and watch the Spirit of God move. Am I speaking to someone today? How many right now you're going through something right now that you need this word? And some of you are rejecting this word because you don't like what it's entailing for you to do. You still haven't let go of control. Come on, who am I speaking to? You're still in control. Who am I speaking to? You're still in control. You haven't given up the control to God yet. Could you respond to this altar call right now? Huh? Thank you. You should be the first one here. Amen. And after that, Val. Right behind. Right? I preached this message about four weeks ago, and we had one of the senior pastors on Maui came, and he was visiting us, and I had him close in prayer, and he says, every single bit of this message was for me. Every scripture, every point, every quote. Ephesians 4:1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you to live worthily of the calling which you have been called. And with that calling comes the attributes of God. Amen? With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. I tell you guys, you know, this thing with the company, you know, I was watching people. How's this? Here I am doing outreach. Our church, we're open from 5:30 in the morning till sometimes 9, 10 o'clock at night. Our doors are always open. Anybody can walk in our church. We feed the community. We help the community. Whatever, we're community services, whatever needed. And now we're, I don't know if you guys know, but we're fully certified as a kitchen, as a community center, right? We're legal. And so much things are happening. But here I am, sitting, greeting people coming in, pleading for people's souls. And then across the street with my other eye, I seen somebody come and pull in to the front parking lot. Our space. And they stopped paying us for for our parking. And I went from evangelistic, hand of Jesus, heart of Jesus, to I'm going to get you, sucker. I'm going to get these guys. And this is for real. And then I'm thinking, my wife will back me up on this one. Right, honey? Let's go get them. See, the opposite of gentleness, you ready? Is a heart that hasn't been healed yet. Right? Tears is now pain. Anger and frustration is past pain that wasn't dealt with, right? And wasn't healed. Still there. And this next level preaching, this next level messages is bringing us in, you know, who's willing? Who's willing to be interruptible today? Because that's what next level is. I'm trainable. I want to be trained to the next level. I'm ready to go to the next level. And this kind of messages are so vital. But man, I saw a lot of them. How are we doing? Val, are you proud of me? You know, here I am. Oh, by the way, we're celebrating. Next month, we're celebrating 20 years Living Way Church Maui. So the good news is the pastor wasn't all the way healed, yeah? And God still did 20 years, yeah? Amen? We're going to do another 20 years. I'm so proud of my family, so proud of the church, so proud of my wife, you know? She's going through. She's able to spend a lot of time with Dad before he passed. And, you know, so pray for us. We're going through a whole bunch of stuff in transition. And, you know, a lot of changes, but I tell you, God's doing something in me. When's the last time you had an altar call? I just want to be that spirit of, I want to empty anything that, and we have it all, yes? Come on. I just want to drop something off here at the altar. Who's with me? Come on, raise your hand. I got some resentment. Some of you are sitting next to your wife and you're just resenting her. Some of you are probably sitting next to your husband and saying, man, I can't stand it when he's just breathing in and out and blinking his eyes. Oh, come on. I love my husband, but I hate him. Come on, but that's resentment. That's not him. That's not her. That stuff inside. My church right now would be rushing down here, emptying that stuff, taking out the rubbish. I want God to just fill me with a new, fresh sense of His gentleness. Come on. A gentle answer turns away anger. Who's a pro at that? I want to be a pro at that. Come on. Who's coming? Matthew, you should be the first one up here. I want that. I want that. Come on. I'm just going to lay down my irritations and my frustrations and right here at this one. Let's sing this song and come on, let the Spirit move you. Come on. This is next level. I believe in this church so much. We pray for this church. We believe you. We believe in what God is doing. But someone's got some stuff that you need to lay down here today. Amen. And it's not just you, Auntie, it's me too. I got some stuff I need to lay down.
You know, Steve preaching last Sunday about kindness, and Pastor Greg speaking this morning about gentleness. I think God's trying to get through to us. I want you to put your hand over your heart and pray for yourself right now. Jesus, pour the spirit of gentleness into me. Give me a kind word, a soft heart, a humility, a gentleness to speak your word in season, to be the fragrance, the aroma of Jesus wherever I go. Lord, pour out that Spirit upon us, that we would be a light, a safe harbor, a refuge in a hurting and desperate world. Lord, let us be your gentleness, your representation. Thank you, Lord, for this congregation and for your word that is in our hearts, that is in our minds. Let it be played out in every decision, every choice, every action. Let us represent you. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty, dominion and authority before all time, from now and forevermore. Amen.